Pacific Beer Chat records on the traditional unceded territory of the Coast Salish First Nations, including the Tsleil-Waututh, the Keetse, the Kwantlen, the Kwikwetlem, the Matsqui, the Musqueam, the Kakite, the Semiahu, the Squamish, the Tsawwassen, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Stalo First Nations.
Welcome to Pacific Beer Chat. I'm Mike.
I'm Warren.
I'm Jordan.
I'm Cam.
And we're still at Hume Park in New Westminster.
We are in the park in the alcohol-friendly zone, chilling out and about to sample each other's homebrew.
Yeah. So, well, three or four homebrew.
So our second episode where we're drinking homebrew in the park.
Yeah. Yes. And third homebrew different episode park. If we're right. So
I think so.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to start out with a beer from Warren.
Oh, we're doing the Saison first?
We're doing the Saison first,
you
I think.
Bet.
We're going to move from Saison to two IPAs and an Imperial Stout.
Now, I know last time we did this, I had a Saison. I assure you, this Saison is different. The grain bill is entirely different. The hopping regiment is completely different. And the yeast is completely different.
Oh, fancy.
Nothing similar to the other one except for maybe the style and perhaps the flavors?
Sounds like nothing's the same.
Yeah, but the flavor could still be similar. We'll see.
Oh. It was still Saison yeast.
Of course.
But not the same Saison yeast.
And you're pouring into a pitcher, I see. Is that just
Well, it is bottle conditioned, so...
Highly carbonated?
And it is highly carbonated as well, yeah. So because it's a Saison, I carbonated appropriately. And it does make it a little hard to handle, especially if you're going from a bottle conditioned bottle straight into someone's glass.
So call up the Black Crows, is what you're saying?
No, this is filling up the pitcher pretty quick, so I might even have to grab some glasses.
Boring, but mine's made of glass, so.
Well, he's got a real glass.
Yeah, I'm fancy like that. Yeah,
if you want to hear
Pinky's
the
out, Jordan.
Whole story behind the glasses, tune into the last episode.
Yes.
Also, Pinky's out is a beer I drink frequently at Fulmer's Folly. Sorry, Warren. I feel like I'm in my radio voice still.
All right, so it's decanted.
Woohoo! It's like wine, but not.
Look how much head there is. Oh. Ridiculous.
Well, I'm lucky because I brought a glass.
Probably should have poured that a couple minutes ago.
That's okay.
Smell it.
Well, we wait for this highly carbonated Saison.
Help yourselves. Go ahead. Pour it. Right now's a good time to get a sniff of the aroma.
That is
yeah,
true.
No
yeah.
doubt, no doubt.
Could scoop that like it's whipped cream.
Cool yeah, I think wet, you might say.
And for the last couple of years when I've been doing my Saisons, I've been trying to do the proper carbonation Ooh. Level. And Saisons are always lively. They're supposed to be a little higher carbonated. But that said, I think moving forward, the next batches I do, I'm going to back it off a bit and get back to sort of a normal ale kind of level. Just because it's easier to deal with.
Yeah, it's so hard to pour that.
Yeah.
That aroma, though. It's a pain in the ass. Man.
Did you get a sniff?
Oh, yeah.
You like that? Does it smell like Saison?
Oh, it smells exactly like a Saison
it
should.
It smells like a Saison, definitely. I took a whiff.
Get a little citrus, a little pepper.
Here, let me get a picture of
it's
that.
It's spice. Hella floral.
Yeah.
So funny enough.
Some fresh hay.
I think the hops I used were...
There we go.
No,
I'm trying to remember what
glass.
Hops I used, honestly, because I just went into the freezer and I grabbed whatever hops I had in the freezer that had been sitting in there forever. Saisons are great for old, stale hops.
Yeah.
It works with the style. So I have lots of old, stale hops in my freezer.
Well, that's this one Saison, right? It's
yeah.
what you took at the end of the
season. Yeah.
Like, and you're the guys that worked in the barn, you'd scrape
it's
up
It's the last of the last, whatever's
and brew
left.
Whatever you
yeah.
could. Yeah,
exactly. So, believe it or not, the hops I used in this, I believe, were Cascade and maybe Centennial or something like that. Like, real normal Pacific Northwest style hops, but they were old and yeah. no, not really much use for anything
little
else.
A little oxidized.
Yeah, yeah. So All I threw right. them in this. And for the malt bill, it was bags of malt that I took home from the homebrew store that were either used for adjusting the mill, so it's been run through the mill and crushed, but maybe not as well or maybe too much, and anything that was picked accidentally, like it was measured wrong or something like that. I found one or two bags that were sitting around that were unlabeled, and I had no idea what they were.
Ooh, mystery malt.
That's basically what went into this, was two or three of these mystery bags that I brought home. Just to avoid throwing them in the garbage, I thought, I can use that for something.
Yeah, and it's a good thing it didn't turn out to be like a black saison.
Well, no, I think the majority of the grains in those bags were probably two row. There might have been some wheat or something in one of them, but I really don't know. But it was a very light color, and it's not super malty, right? It works. I like a really dry saison, so...
It's not super dry, to be honest. So you poured my into my glass, just saying. But no, it's good. It's like I'm getting a lot of papery to me.
It's got a beautiful spicy nose.
Oh, yeah. But like taste-wise, I'm not hating it. I'm not a Saison guy.
Yeah, no, it's not that bubblegum that a lot of Saisons and wheat beers can get.
Not,
it's there. You can
not a lot,
you
though.
Get it, but yeah.
It's more citrus than everything.
Yeah.
I get the bubblegum more at the end. I get the pepperiness in the middle. I get a little citrusy floral at the beginning.
Yep.
It works, though. It's like what a proper Saison should be, in my opinion. Like I said, I don't like them. And like, this is nice. Not saying I like it.
The Saison that I have in my mind that I'm trying to make is a little drier than that, probably a little more citrusy than that, or maybe a little bit of a sour bite to it.
Yeah.
And I'm getting there. Give me some time, and I'll bring one day where I'm like, this is the one, man.
Yeah. You know, on like homebrew episode like 12.
Might take a bit.
I finally made
Let's
it.
Shoot for 11.
But I think next batch I'm going to... probably add a little bit of lactobacillus as well, just for fun. Give it a little bit of a bite.
Needs more dog.
If you get a fermenter that you're going to toss out, get some Brett in there.
Yeah, no, I'm not a big fan of Brett.
Brett.
It dries it out, but it does other things that I'm not a big fan of, so I probably won't do that. And lacto can be problematic if you're not really careful with your cleaning regimen and stuff, but I'm usually pretty good.
Especially in plastic carboys, but...
Yeah, right, but I let it soak and I spend the money on the good chemicals, so I'm not too worried about it. I could use one of my older carboys, though.
That's what I'm joking about, the carboys that you're like, they're getting close to just getting
rid of. You know what? I mean, if this is what I'm making most of the time, and if I like it with the lacto in it, then...
Yeah.
Who cares if that just carboy gets messed up?
Lacto,
right?
On it.
Yeah,
Sharpie.
It's my saison carboy.
Yeah, I mean it hits all the saison notes you're looking for. You got that pepperiness, that citrus, that little bit of bubblegum, but not
dialed back.
Yeah, I'm still looking for the right yeast. That isn't the right yeast for me. I mean, it works, but it's just not exactly what I'm looking for, so I'm still looking for something and trying to figure it out.
Trial and error, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's homebrewing.
That's homebrew, yeah.
This has only been in the bottle for maybe about 4 weeks as well.
Holy
so
shit.
Maybe 5 weeks. So I'm thinking, I've drank in more than half of it already. But
I'd say if you wait
another couple months,
boom,
it'll probably be nice and dry, and it might even be a little bit, tangy kind of thing. It might be much better. Yeah. In my experience, Saison's much better. Right? So in my experience, the Saison's much better after 2 or 3 months instead of, 4 or 5 weeks.
I'd just be worried about the lids popping off.
Pretty highly carbonated. I think they're already at their maximum carbonation, though. I don't think they're going to climb anymore after this.
Just don't put them upstairs.
Don't store them hot,
like that hot. Yeah. Never.
But, I think warm. I'm going to try to hang on to a few for another month or two and see how it goes. But, overall, drinkable beer. And I didn't put any work into doing a recipe or anything like that. It was just a what have I got, throw it together kind of day. And, it worked. It made beer, right?
Well, you know, I couldn't throw a beer together like this with just a bunch of random shit because I don't have the experience or talent. But you
experience
do.
More than anything. Yeah.
Well, I think last time we did the park episode, you brought the Saison as well. Yeah. I think I preferred that recipe a little bit more.
That one had some thought into it.
But
that
at the same time,
actual recipe.
Yeah, at the same time, I brought a kitchen sink beer where it was just like, oh, I got leftovers, I'll make an ISA. Yeah. And you know what? Like,
it was damn good.
Sometimes they just turn out. And I've kicked myself a couple times where I went, oh, I didn't fucking write down what I put into that.
See, I couldn't even write it down because I don't know.
Yeah.
But that just goes to show you, I mean, making beer doesn't have to be complicated, right? It's pretty simple, really. As long as you hit your times and your temperatures, the rest of it's kind of not as important.
And your sanitation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the first three rules of homebrew. Yeah. Sanitation, sanitation, sanitation.
Yeah.
What's the fourth? Sanitation.
Times, temperatures.
The fourth. Sanitation again, guys. Come on.
No, the fourth one is scheduling. Relax and have a homebrew.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. I like one? That rule.
One?
Can we just skip to that?
Oh, wait, yeah,
Well, that's sort of my homebrew tradition is I always drink while I'm brewing. I have a homebrew while I'm making homebrew.
Well, and there's the spectrum of brewing too, right? There's the science and the art. And
you fall,
depending on what beer you're making, you're going to fall somewhere in hard into science, hard into art, or somewhere in between.
Somewhere in between. Yeah, that day it was a lot more about just winging it.
Yeah.
Right? And it worked. I know some people are hardcore into the science thing, and I was when I first got started. But now I've found that balance that works for me, right? I don't bother taking gravity measuring readings anymore and stuff like that because I have enough experience where I know that certain things are going to turn out a certain way. And, you know, at the end of the day, what is this, probably a 6% beer? I don't know. I didn't measure it, so I don't know for sure. But does it matter?
Yeah, it does.
Whether it's 5%, 6%, 7%, who really cares? It's still a decent
tonight,
beer, right?
In the park, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, my Imperial Stout should be stronger than I'm making it.
Yeah.
So, yes, it matters.
So you want measurements because you're still in the learning stages and learning your equipment and your like how effective your process is and all that, right? So
how my stove isn't hot enough.
Right. So the difference is I've already been there. I've already used pH meters. I've already taken measurements of everything. I already know how my equipment performs and all that, right?
Yeah.
So and now it's just redundant taking readings, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's exactly what I expected. Great. You know?
So, what are we drinking next, boyos?
All right. Well, this, let me just make sure. Yeah. This is my Legit Hops IPA, the collaboration.
Yeah.
My only came out to about 6% alcohol. Again, the efficiencies are just not there for me right now.
A little short on your target.
Yeah, it's my boil. It's just not a hot enough boil, and I have to work on that, but stove.
And the recipe originally calls for about a 6.5, so you weren't terribly far off.
He just wanted it to be Imperial.
Yeah, I would have rather it be like 9, yeah.
Yeah, he was trying for a double.
Mine didn't come out as juicy as I was hoping for it being...
had a ton of hops
Nelson
in it,
my God. And Lotus, wasn't it?
Yeah, Nelson Savon and Lotus.
You know a little bit more about Legit Hops, don't you?
Yeah, so first of all, shout out Dave. Dave at legithops.com. If you're looking for homebrew hops, and he gets in all sorts of crazy stuff. And
the packaging is odd.
The packaging
is that the guy
awesome.
With the cans?
Yeah. So he does 4 or 8 ounce hop orders.
Yep.
And they're put into cans with full...
Literally like a beverage can.
Yes. Yeah. But it's the old school pull-off...
pull
lid.
Tabs?
Yeah, pull lids rather than just the pop tops.
Hmm.
And nitrogen purges every batch before it's canned, so it is properly stored.
Wow.
Dope.
And I've never had any issues with the hops I've gotten from him for homebrewing. I order any of my like New Zealand hops, Galaxy, Mosaic, anything like that, I'm getting it from him.
I've been meaning to talk to him about getting some of those 4 and 8 ounce cans for the store.
Yeah,
we don't sell a lot of the larger packages. Most people are buying the 1 and 2 ounce packages, but for the people who are interested in buying a little more quantity, I need to reach out to him and talk to him about that.
Yeah, like great guy, and I brought the same beer. Mine's going to be not very different. I don't know.
Probably very different. But
even just the equipment can make a difference, right? So
but I also, I slightly changed the malt bill.
Oh, yeah.
To push mine into 7.5%.
Ah.
And I used a different yeast. Oh. So they are both.
So they gave you a recommended recipe?
He gave us a recommended recipe, and he said, tweak it as much as you want, but here's the base recipe, here's the hops.
Yeah, and the one thing, too, is the yeast that I bought was the correct yeast for the recipe.
Yep.
But it was slightly old, and the Kvik strain, it was weird. Kvik usually just fires up and just, like,
yeah.
roars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this actually took a while to get going.
Really?
And it wasn't until I put in some of the late edition hops that it actually really kicked up.
Wow.
So it was weird. I don't know if it was just the yeast was too old and that's part of the issue.
I have heard some really interesting things from homebrewers regarding Kvik. And one of the most interesting things I've heard is that certain strains of Kvik can actually drop the pH substantially. So the beer starts off fermenting, and then within a couple of days it slows down, and you're still far off from your terminal gravity.
Oh, mine never kicked off at first, though.
That sounds just like a low cell count, and it took a while for it to grow, and then probably because you were doing a higher gravity beer, it's going to take a little longer for
this
one's count.
Super high. This is only like 6%, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, it's hard to say, but... yeah, I've heard about issues with pH, and so if you're using Kvik on a beer and it stalls out on you, check the pH. If you adjust that and get some buffer in there or something, then the Kvik might take off again.
Good to know.
But why don't you tell us a bit about what you did with your brew?
Oh, wow, this smells pretty damn good.
It smells
amazing.
Yeah,
on the nose.
Super fruity, very tropical. Yeah.
Get that grapefruit, orange, mandarin orange.
Get more of that mango kind of thing.
Yeah, it's got like the cheater hops in there for sure.
It's tropical as hell. Well, I love those.
So do I, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Actually, you know what? It's interesting.
It's not too bad.
The fruit flavor in this bottle is building. So
getting a little fruitier?
It was actually way less fruity when I've had a couple bottles last week.
And again, in my experience with homebrew, with IPAs, generally the six-week mark, after it's been in bottles for 6 weeks, is where it's kind of peaking and starting to really shine.
It's probably getting close to that now, I think. But yeah, no, it's the fruit flavor is actually kicking up a bit. It
tastes like a hazy. It's got that citrusy, tropical thing going on.
Yeah. It's got a little bit more pithiness or something that I'd like on this style of beer, but...
No, this is super juicy, and like at 6%, like.
But it has that nice bitterness.
I think
it's got a nice bitterness at the end that you don't always get.
That's my problem.
It makes you
juicy ones.
Sip it more,
I don't want that bitterness.
Why
in my
not?
Hazies. I like my sweet hazies.
Oh, I like
cans loving it.
Oh yeah, is
it's a nice finish. It makes the hazy tolerable.
And I mean, hey, don't get me wrong. I mean, if I can brew this, I'm not mad because.
So tell us a little bit about the hop bill on this.
This is Nelson Savon and Lotus, right?
Yep.
Just the two of them?
Two of them.
That's it. Okay. Yeah.
How many ounces was it again?
A lot.
It's been mentioned.
You've got 2 ounces of Nelson.
Wasn't it six and six?
No, that was my homebrew.
Oh, yeah.
That's one that's in the fermenter right now.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah.
But no, this was like 2 ounces or ounce and a half of Nelson in the boil.
Yeah.
Oh. No, there wasn't any boil.
No
hops.
Boil.
No,
they're all late, right?
It was all late hop.
Yeah.
So whirlpool.
So how did this get so bitter then if it was all late hop? What are you doing?
He's learning, of course.
I have no idea exactly. I don't know because nothing
learning,
was put
bro.
In the boil.
I want to say it was almost actually 3 ounces.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, because we got. What, 8 ounces of Nelson and 4 ounces of Lotus?
I know, they sent a lot out.
I think it was two cans, one of each.
Yeah, it was a good chunk of
hops. I can't
remember.
I think it was like 4 and 4 or something. Yeah.
So the recipe didn't call for everything they sent you then?
No. You could put some. I put all
You decided to put them all in.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I didn't, actually. I'm saving them for something else. But, you know.
Pretty decent, man.
But yeah, like I've got no problems with this, man. Like this,
I like
this
bitterness. Truthfully, yeah.
No, it's great.
The fact that I'm making beers that guys like Warren and Cam here will drink and be like, "This is pretty good." It's nice because it's not a drain pour.
I'm here too.
Yes, but you're more like me.
I've had
but
beers.
I know what good beers taste like.
Yeah, this is a guy that will not drink a shitty beer. He'll pour it out.
I've had homebrews
from Matt.
I've seen
him drink shitty beers.
Not very often.
I've had Matt's homebrew where I had one sip and then dumped it out.
And Matt is a very well-respected homebrewer, just like you.
He is, but he can't detect the acetyl.
Oh.
And he has honeybees, so that's dope.
So he actually made a beer once where he racked his beer into a container that had a rag in it already.
Oh, no.
And he didn't notice until it was too late. And he continued through with it just to finish it. And then he brought me a sample one day, and he's like, I'm not sure. Something went wrong in the process, and I'm not sure, but I want you to try this and tell me what you think.
Needs more dogs.
Dude, I have never smelled or tasted more diacetyl in a beer in my entire life. Like, it was so strong.
Where's the popcorn?
It was brutal. But he couldn't detect it.
Yeah.
And some people can't, right?
No, sure, yeah.
And he couldn't really tell. To him, it was an okay beer. He was okay drinking it. And I couldn't stand it.
And hey,
it was
more
awful.
Power to him.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm happy that as a person who picked up homebrewing during the pandemic, I haven't been able to brew with anyone that has any experience. It's been, you know, sending too many messages to both of you. Yeah. And then, you know, lots of YouTube. I've only had...
Hey, it's all good, man.
My first beer was chunky. You know, there was just too much particulate in it.
Yeah,
but it was still drinkable.
Yeah,
yeah.
Especially if you filtered it out.
Yeah, and, that's what your teeth are for.
Yeah, exactly. And then I tried to do a freeze still beer. It tasted good before. It didn't taste good after. So processes there.
See, that's the problem when you're freeze distilling. Yeah. Any flavors, any off flavors that are in there get concentrated.
Also, it's just the getting it from one stage to the other and not infecting it in those stages.
Yeah, good luck.
So, yeah, that's my only drain pour so far.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate because it actually tasted really good before.
I would have thought that'd be so high of booze it would have killed it.
Well, that's the thing is, I didn't hit. That was one of my first beers in my new my new kettle. I'm still not hitting my numbers with that kettle.
Right.
So it wasn't as high as it should have been. It started out only like 6 or 7%.
Boil longer than concentrate it.
It already was a long boil. So I'm going to have to figure that out. But, I mean, hey.
That's where the experience comes in, my friend.
Yep. And I mean, I might even go towards getting a burner. We'll see. Just living in a condo, it's a little harder.
Yeah, especially on your deck. You got the eaves trough or the roof above there, and it's probably got vinyl in it. And I don't know.
But my stove isn't hot enough, so then I have to figure out how to wait to bring my boil up.
Oh, baloney. I've been making beer for 20 years on a stove.
That's the thing. No, I'm using both burners. And I can't get the boil, even with the trick you were telling me about having the lid mostly
partly on. Yeah,
but it's still not.
Still doesn't get quite enough.
Why didn't you get one of
boil
those
over.
Giant pan things you can put it on top? And
oh, wait a sec. Do you have one of those glass top stoved?
No, okay. No, I don't.
You got the coils?
All right.
Yeah.
Well, so maybe somebody that lived there before you was doing hot knives and killed the fucking coil.
Could be, yeah.
Go get a new coil.
Well, it was an old grandma that lived there before, so probably no hot knives.
She probably left it on all night and forgot about it and dried a pot up. Yeah, you might want to go see about just replacing one of the coils.
Could be, or two.
Thank you to our sponsor, Ross Vanderhoek, with Royal LePage Wollstonecraft Real Estate. Check out www.rossvanderhoek.com for all your residential, commercial, new development, and investment property needs.
Since we're doing homebrewing, let's get into cams.
Alrighty, let's try this.
Yep.
Another version of the same beer, but he changed the recipe a bit.
Same beer, slightly tweaked recipe, so I just amped up the amount of two-row to gain those sugars to get a higher ABV.
Yep.
And then I used my go-to strain of Kvik, which is Imperial Loki.
The Loki, yeah.
Versus the, what was...
He is the god of mischief. Suggested? I actually don't remember which one it was.
It was, I think it was...
Horndahl?
Yeah, it was Horndahl. Yes. Yeah. But I use Loki all the time.
Yeah.
Loki's my go-to.
A little cleaner.
It's a little cleaner. It dries out a little more.
Yeah.
But I find if you ferment it at 20, you get a lot more tropical fruit flavor.
Okay.
It smells like that already, bro.
Yeah.
So a lower temperature where you're stressing it out a little bit.
Well, you actually have temperature control, too, which I don't.
Yeah.
Right. Well, right.
It's the second bathroom that we don't use.
Well, 20's easy.
Away, boys.
Most people's place,
but
like,
yeah.
Honestly,
on
what
the
you just said it sounds exactly like that.
Yeah,
like it's hella tropical. Like
it's legit.
I'm getting peach, mango, fucking stone fruit. Like, oh,
why did we follow up with this after mine?
Well, I'll ask.
But
you
yeah,
first.
This is one of my favorite homebrews I've ever made. And I say that begrudgingly because I didn't write the recipe for it.
It definitely has got a much bigger fruit flavor than mine does.
Well, it's
kind of different.
You used the last of the hops, too?
I used all the hops.
Yeah, and I used only what
they
said.
Which is funny because this one's not as bitter.
No, no, but it is juice.
This is actually his fermented out faster, and he keg conditioned it faster than I did. Mm. So it's been sitting a little longer than mine.
So mine, we brewed it on the exact same day.
Yeah.
Mine was finished and keg conditioned within a week.
This tastes stronger. Like the alcohol
is.
Part.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it is.
If you guys let the ginger that doesn't homebrew say anything.
No.
Okay, I'm leaving the park.
No.
No. But honestly, this, I don't know, man. The flavors are just there. I
find boozy.
It almost a little bit like the bitter is peppery to me.
Hmm.
I don't know why.
The spiciness could be coming from the alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, yeah, totally.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's really nice, man. It's the nose, though, it fucks me up.
The nose
because
is
the nose is
ridiculous.
Like,
nose is weird.
You're going to get this, all these flavors because I can smell them, and then you get it, and it's just like a medley of everything all at once.
Yeah.
The aroma is changing on me. Now that I've had a sip, it's smelling a lot different.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, but when you get that sip, it's just like you get them all combined.
And I poured this off my tap last night.
Okay. Like,
if you're drinking it straight off the tap.
What, do you have a fucking day job?
Yeah, weird. But like straight off the tap, to me, this is like grapefruit pith and orange juice.
Interesting.
Like that's what you get.
Wow.
But I'm super happy with this. The malt bill is two row. There's a wheat malt, oat.
Oats you need
flaked
for the cloudiness.
Obvious. Yeah, flaked oats for the cloudiness.
Helps with head retention, too.
And then carafoam.
Doesn't do what you think it does.
But
today it did.
I used
helps for flavors.
Well, I used the carafoam for staying true to the recipe, but I prefer using chit malt.
Oh yeah,
it's super high protein. It gives
no
you
chit.
That, gives you that. It gives you great head retention.
Yeah,
and
I love
has that, but it doesn't really affect the flavor too much.
Right, right, right.
So I will use
retention
when I'm.
It's tough
brewing,
to find though that chit malt.
I've
not a lot. Of
I got a
carry.
Bag of it.
So if I want more head retention
it'll last me
and,
forever,
and more silkiness and stuff, I just add flaked product.
Yes.
Flaked barley, flaked anything really, flaked oats.
So I have that chit malt, and then I use the golden naked oats to give you that
golden naked oats rock.
Yeah, I use those for the flavor rather than using a carafoam.
Yeah, those are good.
So this is the nudist colony beer then, right?
Wow. Yeah.
I know all about home brewing. You guys want to hear me talk about things?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, no.
It's tasty.
One of these days, we're going to get you fired up with the equipment you've got now.
Oh,
Cam's got to come over.
I gave him the equipment.
Was
we got
almost helping you out there for a minute.
His name's Cam. He's here.
I was talking about a different guy.
Yeah, this is awkward.
At some point, we're going to all meet up at Cam's house and brew out in his little tiny driveway.
Yeah.
Well,
do a collaboration for the episode.
I think
that'd be great.
The plan is we drive out to Hope first. Get a Mountain Arrow or whatever.
Mountain View.
Mountain View. Well, hey, after mid this month, mid June, we can go out there and do an episode.
It's next week.
They're just opening next week?
No, it's the provinces.
Provinces
open.
Oh,
I can travel. Yeah. How long has that brewery been there?
Ah, jeez.
It'll be a year this summer.
Yeah,
really?
A year this summer,
Oh, crap.
Isn't it summer right now?
No, not yet.
I haven't been through there in a year.
No, their beer was tasty. I really really enjoyed their beer.
How or why would you?
Right?
With this shit going
on. Oh, I could have gone for my Penticton vacation several times.
I could have visited my sister in Kamloops multiple times.
Yeah.
But guess what?
I've been a good citizen. I haven't gone anywhere, Jordan.
This is a tasty-ass beer.
Neither, but anyways, let's wrap this up, guys. Cheers again.
Right.
What are you talking
about?
We got
one more.
Oh.
He's got another one, bro.
Shut up, Jordan.
He's got the Riz.
He brought the fourth one for me that isn't homebrew.
He's got the Riz, brah.
Yeah. So,
is this a Cam's recipe?
This is Cam's recipe. Yeah. It also has some medium toast oak. with some Buffalo Trace.
Right. You soaked smoke cubes.
For 2 weeks.
What it's type only an of ounce cubes and a half. Were they?
It was the medium.
The medium ones?
Now, this may not be carbonated properly.
It's we're about to find out. For a minimal amount.
This is the first bottle I've opened.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't know.
How long has it been in there?
A week and a half.
A week and a half? Oh, fuck, that's too early.
Oh.
Fuck that.
We shouldn't be opening this at all.
Yes, we should.
You're insane.
Yes, I am. I got lots of it. And we're doing a homebrew episode, so even if it's not all carbonated right, I want to see what people think.
It's an imperial stout. It's supposed to be low ABV. Yeah. Or not low ABV, low carbonation.
Yeah.
Low carbonation.
It's 9-ish percent alcohol. It's probably a little higher than that because of the... I put in an ounce and a half of oak chips and then filled it above the oak chips with Buffalo Trace.
Yep.
So a few ounces. You actually poured Buffalo Trace alcohol into it?
Into the oak chips. You're my and then I just poured...
Yeah, you got to disinfect the oak cubes before you dump them into the beer.
Yeah. So
and you got to let them soak for a while,
It was like 5.5 gallons of beer, so it's not a lot for this one.
Right.
My 3-gallon batch is going to still have an ounce and a half of oak chips with even more...
Ooh.
Buffalo Trace, because I keep topping it up.
That's going to be oaky.
So this is going to be low
on
the oak.
You better let that sit for a while.
So yeah, this is going to be low on the oak, but we'll see what we get.
Interesting.
Hey.
Huh? Pop it like it's hot.
That's it?
That sounded
it's pretty. It's a little carbonated. It's kind of still, but kind of carbonated. We'll see.
It looks like soy sauce.
How can you tell in that glass?
It's really dark. Like, I can't see through this glass. Even though this glass is slightly tinted, it's black.
And
the head is ridiculous. It actually looks like soy sauce. It's so dark.
We'll see what it tastes like, though, right? But
it smells like I would expect it to smell. Yeah, it's got that earthy soy sauce, umami.
Chocolatey.
Chocolatey, roasty.
I get a little of malty. Oaky in it.
Yeah, I'm getting
tiny
that oak.
Tiny bit of bourbon.
Yeah, I'm getting the wood in the background.
You definitely get the booze. I don't know about you beer sniffers over here. But I'm smelling straight up boozy, like bourbon.
Boozy, malty.
Oh, wow.
Malty as fuck.
I wasn't smelling the oak as much as I'm tasting it.
Yeah.
The wood's coming through for sure.
It's not overpowering, at least to me.
No, it's nice. It's noticeable, but it's not quite overpowering.
It's light right now, but if you kept it in for like a couple weeks.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks on the oak, but I was...
I don't know if I'd go much longer.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't know. If you kept it for like another week, I think it'd be... I don't know. That's just my taste.
My next batch that
Jordan
I changed the recipe.
I like we're all sitting on wood benches right now.
My new batch that I've taken Cam's recipe and I've mashed it with another recipe that I found and changed it up a bit. And when I just sampled the pre-carbonated, pre-bottled sample, it's a lot sweeter. I think I will actually let it sit on the oak longer because of sweeter ones. I find are better on oak longer.
Yeah.
And it's also, instead of the 5.5-ish gallons here, it's going to be 3 gallons with the same amount of wood and actually more booze.
Right.
So I think it'll probably really hit. And I have 3 and 3, so I can do 3 clean, 3 with the wood.
Okay.
But
I think if you add the more booze you like you're talking to, it'll be a bit nicer. That flavor's coming through, but like the wood too, like leave it in a bit longer maybe.
It's not very carbonated yet.
It's tasty as fuck.
It's not there yet.
Hopefully,
it
carbonates
potential.
A bit more.
It's definitely early.
It doesn't.
We were doing this, so I was like bringing it in.
It doesn't taste super sweet, though.
No.
How many weeks have you already had it chilling?
This is like a week and a half bottled.
Okay, so you're going a lot longer.
Oh, yeah. It was one of those things. It's like, we're doing this. I have it. I'm bringing it because it's still. You can still taste it.
Beer will be much better in a year.
Did you not hear me ending the podcast? You're like, but wait, there's more.
Yeah, it's still chocolatey. It's
I like
still
the body
roasty.
On this. It's not super heavy.
It's producing. I think it'll be better.
It's got
a
nice
few
malty, chocolatey, earthy kind of balance with the wood. There is a bit of a bitter finish. And I think some of that's coming from the oak.
I feel the taste of the booze.
Actually, you know what? It's funny.
I get that booze, but it's not like burn.
It's not overpowering.
It's not like burn booze. It's
more of a spicy.
Like what I'd like to taste.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you like a fucking scotch once a night.
Yeah.
It's okay, well, this isn't my fucking dark beer now.
The more I drink this, the more Buffalo Trace I'm tasting.
Yeah.
Really?
It's not heavy.
But to me, I'm thinking you could dump a little more in there.
Oh, no, I definitely could. But
Mike?
That's the Tony could. In you.
Well, no, other batch, I'm probably going to put more in.
Definitely could.
Yeah. Well, these are all bottles, so I can't. Yeah. But
add more.
We can try.
It's actually, I'm not tasting any off flavors. Personally,
No, not at all.
No, it's quite nice.
It's. I think it's still, even though it came out to the same fucking ABV as my last batch, and I boiled it longer. I think it tastes better this time than the last time. You tried that last time.
Yeah. I'm not a this big is a little ABV a little guy, easier though. To drink. It's a little more mellow, a little
less umami.
Yeah.
Yes, it's not carbonated enough, but it's still highly drinkable.
Yeah. If you make this four more times, I bet you it'll be way better.
I won't be, though, because I've changed the recipe, and as long as it tastes better, I'm going to go with that one.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying just making the exact same thing four times over. I'm saying as you make it, things will evolve, your technique will improve, et cetera, right?
But
that's the whole point of homebrewing.
It's undercarbonated. Which, at least for this style, is not a huge deal.
Yeah.
But,
not, yeah, you're right.
It doesn't taste like shit.
Yeah.
It tastes quite nice.
It definitely doesn't taste like shit, bro.
So, how does this compare with your Riz, Cam?
So.
Your one oaked one was like.
That one oaked one, it was.
It's easy to overdue.
So, I was digging in my cellar and I found one more bottle of that exact same homebrew. And as it ages, the oak should, in theory, die off a bit. So I have a house on swing top of that same homebrew.
Interesting.
And I have one of these exact same house on swing top 1 liter bottles of this year's version.
Okay.
That finished out 11%.
Ooh, shit.
That is the same recipe that Mike brewed.
Yep.
But it's clean. So.
Hey, my friends.
Next episode, when we can all get together.
Yeah.
I can bring those two.
Do a side by side.
And we can do a side by side.
Sounds good.
But I think this one is better than that.
Nice.
One we're talking about.
It's a win.
That was straight up just
chewing oak.
Yeah. Oak bitterness. Cool. Like this
what
beer
oak did you use?
I used a medium toasted American. As far as like my recipe goes, I have not made my own recipe this well. So hats off to you, Mike.
Well, I guess if you can't hit your friggin' numbers and you only get a 9% beer out of your recipe, which should be how strong again?
10 to 11 is what that recipe should hit. So
nice. Well, I'm excited that that's the case because it's always nice to hear someone likes your beer more than theirs when it's their fucking recipe.
Yeah. No. Like flavor wise, you're way ahead of where I was when I wrote the recipe. So.
Well, I'm still not really there on the recipe creation. The new beer that I've made, another Russian Imperial Stout, is a blend of your recipe and someone else's recipe, but it's my first foray into trying to make my own. So hopefully that goes well, and you know, maybe I'll start trying to fake my my own recipes one of these days.
Honestly, that's how I started. Was a buddy of mine who is opening a brewery soon in Mission. Shout out Hands Up Brewing, Mission BC. But he would send me his recipes and I would tweak them a little bit and make them my own and then homebrew it. And that's how I started writing recipes. I was like, okay, like it's supposed to be this style. This is what you put into it. Okay, I can see what goes into that style, and obviously reading homebrewing books and doing my own research and taking what I was learning from people I knew and then tweaking it to fit my taste. And that's what homebrewing is.
Yeah, like I on my next batch of this beer, which I'll share at some point, I took some of the malts out that I thought would add a little bit more to that burnt notes and everything.
Yep.
Threw some hot or some malts in that would probably bring in some more sweetness, more chocolate malts and stuff. And the pre-fermentation was really sweet. The post-fermentation, but not carbonated, was still on that sweetness that I liked.
Yeah.
So, you know, my own quote-unquote recipe might be right in my wheelhouse. We'll find out once I bottle it one of these days.
Learning is learning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, learning how to make alcohol is wonderful.
Home brewing is the best hobby because when you're done, you have beer to drink.
Even if it's shitty, it's still alcohol.
Right?
And I haven't made any shit that I...
Yeah.
Other than the one I had to pour out.
Still get drunk.
In 20 years, well, over 20 years of home brewing, I've dumped out one batch.
I've dumped out one batch just because it went off because I'm freeze distilling. Other than that...
Mine blow up in the house, so fuck me.
I have yet to throw out a batch of beer.
Really? Now, did you have a beer that was like...
Bragging rights.
Was that because it... They were all good, or just because you wanted to drink it?
Because
I have a low bar. First of all,
he didn't think it would harm his health.
I have a Mennonite background.
Why
are you drinking?
I know how much money I spent on each batch.
Mike, you're going first. What's your favorite beer?
Oh, jeez. There we go.
That you didn't brew.
He liked his own.
That you
the
didn't
best.
Brew.
Are you kidding me? Of course he liked the Riz.
We got to do it that you didn't brew.
Well, the probably the best beer here tonight, in my opinion, is probably Cam's IPA. It's nothing against the Saison. I'm just not a big straight Saison
fan. Of course,
fan.
Yeah.
I prefer the Riz only because I just love big, huge beers. But it's not as good as Cam's IPA. I know that. Like, I'm not stupid.
It's all good, man. You do what you do. Yeah. You got to learn.
But yeah, right? No.
Fuck yeah.
Cam's IPA. The
all right,
so, Nihilist Brewing
yes.
IPA.
Yeah, Cam. Figure it out, bro.
I mean,
uh-oh.
So I'm kind of in a toss-up between the Saison and, honestly, I really liked Mike's IPA.
Yeah.
And I kind of have to give it to that one because I like the bitterness on that IPA that
right?
mine didn't have.
I loved that.
Like, I kind of wish I had thrown a little bit of Cascade or Centennial into my boil.
Yeah.
Just to give it that
a little bite.
Bitter.
Yeah.
Because that's how I like my IPAs.
Yeah.
Like, for me, if you're going to call it an IPA, you got to have a little bitter finish.
Yes, I agree.
You say that all the time, like on your thing.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
You love a bitter finish.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like, I don't agree, but I'm going to agree because it's my beer you picked.
It's got nice bitter finish.
Well, it's got to be bitter or dry,
that
so
nice...
I go back for that next
yes.
sip.
Oh, that's exactly what I was going to say. That dry or bitter finish makes you want to have another sip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's me to a T, and you can deal with it.
All right, Jordan. What's your fave?
I can't tell you guys that. It's a fucking secret. No, so I'm going to say, I have to say it's a toss-up between the fucking pale ale I brewed. That never happened. Fucking forget that.
Okay.
No, but between, sorry, Warren. Beat it, Saison. I'm not a Saison guy, so between, like, both yours, like...
You should be judging the style here.
Well, it's,
we are. We don't like the style.
No. BJZP certified.
I don't like the Saison style. It was very nicely done. You poured it in my glass. I got a lot of good flavors from it and everything. But between the same hot brew and the different brews, like,
yeah.
I really like the juiciness of Cam's.
Yeah.
But Mike's was like that bitterness wanted me another sip.
Yeah.
Sorry, motherfucker.
No, that's... entirely why I picked
what
it.
Going with tonight.
That's like, funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give him. Give
also
him.
Get it.
Also,
get
he's it. Wearing a Brew Crime shirt, so check that podcast out. And if you don't, he'll probably murder me in this park tonight.
Could happen.
Please check it out.
Could happen.
Yeah. Hey, that's content for the podcast.
Exactly. And I don't think we've heard from Warren yet.
Yeah, Warren's usually.
Well,
the
if
one
I'm not allowed to
spot.
Pick my own, which I preferred, probably
Warren. We're not talking
I'm,
to you tonight.
I love Saisons.
Oh, and that's totally valid because.
But if I'm not allowed to pick my own, then I this is funny, but I'm going to have to go with Mike's.
Yeah.
That bitterness in the finish, I don't know if it was a mistake or if it was part of it or something went wrong. I don't care.
No.
Something went wrong.
That
but
bitterness in the finish yeah. was fantastic.
No, that's
and
exactly
it really
what I want.
Helped round out the whole experience. And it was juicy and all that. And it had all the right hop aromas and flavors. Plus, it was bitter in the finish.
Yep.
So for me, that's the winner, hands down, if not the Saison.
Well, yep. Hey. That just means that you don't have to have crazy experience.
No, you don't.
You don't. No. You have to have processes.
Some basic careful. Knowledge of
basic
the process.
Basic knowledge. Yep. Sanitize like crazy.
Yes.
Maybe be a little too anal about it.
No.
Like I have been. I know it. But, you know, if you try to hit your targets, you can make a good beer.
Your times and your temperatures are everything.
Yep.
The recipe and the ingredients are secondary.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's very similar to cooking, right?
Yeah.
You can take any recipe that you Google and find off the internet or whatever for a recipe for a food of whatever type.
Yep.
And that recipe is not set in stone.
Yeah.
It's not going to change drastically if you make some differences. And I think that's what it's about, is about knowing or understanding how your own flavors and preferences measure into the whole yeah. thing and how you can incorporate that and change the recipe slightly to accommodate that, yeah. right?
Does anyone need the ice cream right now? So I can hear the ice cream truck.
Ice cream truck. I got cash on me.
That is the, that is the actual that ice cream truck pulling up to the park here.
It is.
Wow.
Well, you guys are wow. ruining our Instagram video. Amazing. Well, you listen to this week later, so fuck it.
Yeah. Whatever.
No, but Warren, well. Like you're saying, though, like it is very much like cooking. Like, if you're cooking a steak.
Yeah.
It's, sous vide it
you
first.
Want it well done, or do you no. want it not so well done?
The,
do you want it to be
the line
seasoned?
Between rare, medium rare, and medium?
Yeah,
is so thin.
Yeah,
not just that, and but it, then you've got all the different seasonings, and well, maybe you want to marinate.
It all depends on your cut of steak, you know? Too.
Yeah,
right?
That's why you like, buy the New York steak from a good butcher, and then you put it in your sous vide to a steak. Certain temperature.
I mean,
for the New
you
York.
Say that though, but like. Some of the best steaks I've ever had, I've bought from Save-On that were on sale.
Not me, unfortunately. Like, I've
well, now they've aged.
Kai's Meats yeah. in Burnaby.
Well, it all depends on how you cook them, too.
Hopcotts is the shit.
Hopcotts is the shit.
Kai's Meats in Burnaby, really, really close to Studio Brewing,
yeah,
is awesome for steaks.
Good to know.
That's awesome. Where me and Cam started night off.
Ah, at Studio.
To Studio.
Yes. Yep.
Yes, yes. I still haven't been there. I need to go.
Oh, you do? Yeah, oh, they yeah. make some really, really
as soon
good
as
beer.
I found out that they were primarily hazies, I was like, okay,
no, they're
I can
not.
Wait.
They're not, though. That's no, the thing.
Have they changed a bit since they opened?
Today,
it's all over the place.
Is that right?
Their Belgian single
really?
Is
like a table
so
beer?
Good.
They yeah. have a...
Damn.
It's okay. a mostly West Coast sort of hazy IPA that is
well, you
super
know what?
Good.
Now that things are starting to open up and stuff, I'm sure I'll be there sometime this year.
They have a nice patio.
Good to know.
Very nice patio. But yeah.
Food trucks in every night? So,
yeah.
Or almost every
almost
night?
Every night.
Oh, cool.
Well, we didn't have a bad beer tonight.
Yeah, I didn't spit anything out.
We
or
had
dump
a great
out.
Night tonight, though.
Yeah.
The ridiculous thing is that the guy with the least experience was chosen more.
The big winner.
Well, yes. No, I wasn't chosen. You were.
Well, you're not brewing,
and
though.
You didn't bring
so.
A beer.
I did.
And
they Warren. Blow up.
You just didn't bring
yeah, the word. Your Saison is very good. It's just, I'm not a fan of the style of...
I understand where
you're
coming from.
A Brett IPA, or sorry, Brett IPA. A Brett Saison I do really like.
A
I
wild.
Like the funky barnyard.
Right,
I like,
right.
Although
right.
I like the ones that get a little bit tropical too.
Yeah.
So I really like those. I'm not a big fan of just a straight Saison. There's very few that I've been like, oh shit, I want more of this.
Oh, I'll make you one. Don't worry. Eventually we'll get you one.
I wouldn't turn down a bottle of your beer. It's just not the style that I'm going
right.
for. It's more of the IPAs, which we've had a couple of. It's more of the Imperial Stouts and all
sure,
that shit, too.
Of course.
There's nothing wrong with your beer other than it takes a long time to pour.
Yeah, I can't argue with that.
Yeah, and that's on point for the
it's
style.
It's a wee bit foamy.
Yeah, I'll fix that next time.
It's a wee bit foamy, yes.
That's the learning point, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's just style, but it's inconvenient.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's also what you roll the dice when you don't know what malts you're using. Yeah. So
well,
you
that
could
too.
Get,
yeah.
Like, and you know what? When it comes down to it, by far you have the most experience. You have the most awards. We can give you the most hard time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also,
makes sense. Makes sense.
In the stop fact, sweeping the floor of Fraser Mill Fermentation and making beers with whatever you get.
You gotta pick out all the little mouse turds.
But you boil it long enough, it's okay.
Oh, yeah. It won't hurt you.
No mice.
No antivirus. Mill,
as long as it goes into pre-boil, you're fine.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
I think what we should do, though, let's just say this.
Let's end it out like this.
No.
We've been kicked out of better parks than this.
I was going to say. Oh, for the next homebrew episode,
yeah,
let's get someone like Matt Barber on,
yeah,
or someone else.
Can we not go back to his place?
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah. Probably. But let's get another person.
I
want to
try
Matt
some
Barber,
of that mead,
or someone else that is super highly respected in the homebrewing industry.
Yeah,
you already are, but let's bring someone else.
Yeah.
That doesn't know us as well.
Sure,
although Matt knows us really well.
We can find someone.
Let's find someone that's also really tied in with homebrewing.
Yeah,
maybe doesn't know any of us as well. So we can get some more constructive criticism where they're not worried about hurting our feelings.
Oh, I'm
not that,
worried
not
about
that we're, no, I know that. But the fact that you haven't shit on my beer yet, I'm worried about. No. But, I mean, there's a lot of.
Well, maybe
really
we should reach out to Tariq and see if he wants
to
sit on.
Absolutely, I would love to have Tariq
on. But there's lots of really well-respected homebrewers between Van Brewers and all the other homebrew clubs.
Yeah, maybe
next time we do
I'm sitting right here, guys. You just ask me to book them. I'll get them.
So why don't. Well, he probably knows. Warren probably knows these people a lot better.
Yeah, but he says the N-word a lot.
What? Nice. Newbie?
Nice.
Nice.
Oh,
nice. Okay. Sorry.
But,
I got kids, man. What are you thinking? What's wrong with your brain?
So, for one of our, like, next time we have a homebrew episode, which could be soon, could be later.
So you want an outsider
to
be an objective judge.
Yeah, an outsider that is highly respected for their homebrew.
Sure.
Maybe they bring a homebrew, too.
Oh, wow. We can bring Ari, but you won't like a nice, crisp lager.
But who gives a shit? Bring someone in.
Well,
bring their beer in.
Let's do a cellar.
Yeah. And
that's something I have.
Let's bring on someone that's not
I like it.
Not
I like
from
it.
The podcast.
I'm
that's
sure
a
we can
brewer.
Find someone.
And you know what? Even more fun, we'll put our beers against theirs. Well, thanks for tuning in. If you want to find us on social media, go to Pacific Beer Chat on all the social media platforms. You can go to pacificbeerchat.com to go to our website. To get all the notes and all that stuff. If you want to send us an email, you can either send it to Jordan at pacificbeerchat.com to set up an interview with us or anything like that. Or you can send one to me at feedback at pacificbeerchat.
If you have any questions regarding homebrew and that side of the things, go ahead and send me an email at homebrewboy@shaw.ca.
Yes. Or if you send it to either me or Jordan, we'll forward it off to him. And if you want to support us, you can go to patreon.com/PacificBeerChat. So shout out to our supporters, Steve and the Indie Beer Show. And just for this one time, I'm going to shout out the hosts of the Indie Beer Show. So shout out to Abel, Estella, and Brandon.
Woo!
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, peeps.
And we miss you, Brian.
Yeah. Cheers.
Thanks for tuning in to Pacific Beer Chat. We can be found on all podcast apps as well as at pacificbeerchat.com. If you find a podcast app we are missing on, let us know and we'll endeavor to fix that. Leave us a review on iTunes as it helps expose more people to the show. You can email us at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com. We can be found on all major social media apps at Pacific Beer Chat. Logo design was by Tim, the craft beer tourist. Audio editing done by Cam, known as Cam on Tap on Twitter. To play us out, here is a clip of the song Lothian by the band Conundrum, performed by Kevin Ems. Find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. The song that plays us out is part of our intro.